All right, let's lock it on down. Time to talk some Pac-12 football. He's the host with the most. He's at the epicenter of the fantastic coverage we all enjoy on the Pac-12 Network. We get it here in town, Channel 720 on my Comcast system. Follow on Twitter. The handle is Mike_Yam, as always, repping the 201 from Jersey. Michael Yam, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. It is great to be back on with you. I feel like we've waited too much time in between visits.
You know, if normally people I know are like, God, I got to come on with you again. So I appreciate that sentiment a lot. So all well, traveled safe, made it here, landed, all going good so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Just left campus a couple minutes ago and had an opportunity to sit down with Marcus Arroyo and get to know him a little bit better. And we're actually going to air that interview on the pregame show on Saturday. And obviously we're here in town in Eugene. Homecoming, which is always big, but obviously the big story with Chip Kelly heading back to Eugene. So I think we're all excited for it and getting ready to go, hopefully. And I have never been to a game here.
Oh,
so
wow.
I tell you, my level of excitement is enormous. That's an understatement. You know, I remember, Steve, I'm always in studio. This
right.
is the first year they've unlocked me and the handcuffs are off the studio chair. So it's been awesome so far.
No, actually, I wanted to bring that up because when we had Ashley on a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this new enhancement to the coverage, you know, in essence, taking your act on the road to a different venue each week. I could tell you it looks and sounds great. There's that great sense of immediacy. But from your chair, kind of what kind of experience has that been?
It's been terrific, man. You know, you got to remember, this is year 7 for us, Steve, at the Pac-12 Network. And, you know, I've been there since we launched. And I think in the first 6 years, Rose Bowl, Peach Bowl, another Rose Bowl, and two Stanford games, one was a Pac-12. So I think in 6 years, I was looking at, like, being in person at a game, like, 5 or 6 times total. So, like, that's wild for me. And the opportunity now to see these fan bases in person and experience what this game day, you know, some of the traditions are like, and just the passion that's there, it's been terrific. And you know, just knowing, you know, when the assignments came out, you know, the one spot I told them that I had to be at a game for because I had waited so long to start doing these road shows was the game up in Eugene. So I'm super excited to be here for it.
Now, obviously, if Oregon was in the hunt and UCLA had a winning record, I guess the noise surrounding this game would be national, but obviously we're wired into the league. So within the boundaries of the programs and the conference from the folks you're hearing from, what kind of buzz is there for this game?
I think there's a lot of buzz, especially from the Oregon perspective, because it's amazing just what happens in a short period of time, the highs and lows that coaches and players have to go through. You know, a couple weeks ago, Oregon gets a win against Washington, and the conversation is, hey, does this team have a legit chance to get to a college football playoff? And, you know, I was making the argument, well, hell, if the committee is paying attention to watching games, they would have watched the Stanford loss, but said Oregon outplayed them and maybe shouldn't have lost that football game. And to take out a team like Washington the way they did, you know, put them on that map. And then these last 2 weeks, it's been a rough go. The loss against Washington State and Arizona's kind of had their number in a lot of ways the last couple seasons. So I think there's some questions about health with Herbert and Dylan Mitchell heading into this game. But, you know, Steve, at the end of the day, UCLA has got such a young roster. I'm very confident that I think Oregon handles business against the Bruins.
Talking with Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network, I saw you were on in San Diego with Darren Smith talking about the first college football playoff rankings. But, you know, where we sit now, if on Labor Day somebody told you, not USC, not Stanford, not Washington, after all they've gone through, the tragedy losing their defensive coordinator, Washington State would be the lone banner carrier to have a shot at the playoffs, you'd have had to have thought that person was a little nuts, no?
It's wild. I mean, you know, I just mentioned the ups and downs of the season. I mean, consider this, you know, the other week heading into the games, there were 4 teams from the North Division that were ranked in the top 25, AP top 25. There was no other conference. There's no other division in college football that could have made that claim. And now you're left with 1, Washington State. I mean, we're talking about the span of a week and just a set of games, just how dramatically different it can be. But you're right. I mean, I think there was the biggest amount of questions because we were so many unknowns, 6 new coaches, at Washington State. You mentioned Alex Grinch and the fact that he left this program and how important he was. But tip your cap to Tracy Clays and what he's done and at the D.C. role for him. And Gardner Minshew has been the biggest story in the Pac-12 and has thrust himself into that Heisman conversation.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. I mean, I know people like to say the term East Coast bias. I'm like, first live there for 6 months in Philly or Jersey or Detroit or, you know, one of those crazy cities. I'm like, it's more to me volume, and when we'll get to the West Coast, we'll get to it. But from the folks you're hearing from, has Minshew finally got the word around? I've heard him on Jim Rome. I mean, do you think he's now kind of in the national picture for the first time?
I think it is now finally starting to turn. I think the Oregon game, with the amount of eyeballs, I know that that rated really well. I think that grabbed a lot of attention. And then to see what he's been able to do since. I mean, Minshew has been, he's been terrific. I mean, what he did against Stanford in a high-level football game where he was just making plays, there's no doubt in my mind these last couple of weeks have put him into that conversation. I think when you get more national writers talking about him, that's what it's become. There's no doubt in my mind he's got a real chance of making it to New York. Now, there's still a lot of football to be played. You know, we just talked about, you know, the change in 1 week and how different it can be. You know, keep in mind, for as much as it was a surprise in the Pac-12 conference that five underdogs, you know, won, and it was a 5-0 Saturday for him, let's not forget there were seven ranked teams that lost to unranked teams last weekend. So I think there's still the potential for more chaos. And before anyone says, "Hey, Wazoo is, is the best chance for a college football player from the Pac-12," yeah, I would agree with you. But damn, they got to take care of business. This is a rough stretch of games, and I still circle that Apple Cup matchup and go, "This is not a gimme." I could see Washington figuring things out at that point and getting healthy for that one. It would be a lot of fun. I think for as good as Washington State has played, Utah right now, I think, is the scariest team in the conference.
Yeah, I wanted to actually get to that as we continue with Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network. I know the Pac-12 folks made their way to Salt Lake City recently, and in the preseason poll, only the Huskies and Trojans got more support. I think they took a little time to kind of find their Pac-12 footing. But now the offense is kind of rolling, 40 points, four games in a row. We know attack style is their defensive kind of credo. So how do you like their chances to maybe finally win the South?
Elite defense, and not just elite in the Pac-12, elite nationally. You know, they're in the top three or four or five in, you know, six or seven major statistical categories on that side of the football. And I think the biggest turning point of the season, to be honest with you, and it was a loss, was against Washington State. That was the game in that first half where I felt like Utah's offense looked the best it had all season. And they lost that football game. They were rolling the first half. I think they only scored 10 points in the second half, and they lost the game. But since that point, it's four consecutive games of 40-plus. There's less drops. There's a heavy dose of Zach Moss, and they are winning the battle in the trenches. And that was not something that we were seeing earlier on in this season. But they're as physical as anyone, and I think that brand of football, I think, should scare teams in the conference.
Yeah, well, you know, they got the holy war, so it's basically they win this one, two more, and it's theirs.
Yes.
I want to get to Washington. They actually kind of impressed me when they won big at Utah. And, of course, you mentioned earlier the gut punch loss here in overtime. And then last week was kind of a disaster where Coach Peterson pulls Browning and his backup Hayner throws that pick six. What do you make of, I guess, a little bit of their slippage and maybe their ability to bounce back? Because with Stanford and the Apple Cup, I mean, they still could win the North.
No doubt. I mean, they went out, and it's going to be Washington playing the representative in the South, who I do think is going to be Utah at this point. But you're right. They're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to bounce back. I think Cal's defense is pretty strong, and I think Justin Wilcox, what he cooked up against the guy that he used to work for, and Chris Peterson, I thought was special. To win a game without scoring an offensive touchdown, that's hard to do against a team like Washington. But I think there's a couple things working in their favor. Jake Browning's a gamer. I cannot wait to see what he does against Stanford. And by the way, that game's on Pac-12 Network on Saturday. But I think the other thing is getting healthy here. Hunter Bryant went through some warmups against Cal, didn't play in that game. Miles Gaskin also went through warmups, didn't play in that game. I think those are two huge parts of that offense that can be a game changer for that team that has lacked some explosion. And that's something that I didn't think heading into the season I would be saying a lot of. I had questions about the offense, but to me, I think Washington is primed for a bounce back, and I think as they continue to get healthy, Trey Adams, another name that you can throw out there,
yeah,
I do think they are capable, Steve, of making a run here and winning out.
Let's finish with your typical media reset as we talk with Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network. It's kind of hail, hail, the gang's all here. So let us know who you in town with, what's the schedule. Fill us in on all the coverage we can look forward to leading up to, hey, this is a huge November weekend in our conference.
It's absolutely enormous, and I know I speak for all of our guys when I say that we are excited. We actually take off at noon on Saturday. We got the pregame show. We'll take everyone into that Utah-ASU matchup, but there will be a heavy focus on UCLA and Oregon, the Ducks. We're going to have Coach Cristobal on the show. We'll have Marcus Arroyo, who I just made reference to. He's going to be on the show with us. There's a lot of different elements that will shine a light on this Oregon program. We want to see as many people behind that set as possible, screaming and going absolutely berserk. and then, obviously, we'll have Stanford to Washington at 6 o'clock, but it'll be Nigel Burton on set, and I know he's a friend of your show.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw another name out there, the mayor in Eugene, Nick Aliotti. So he's going to be on set. It'll be the first time he is on the road this season.
Nice. So you and Nick and Nigel and a doubleheader and a November weekend filled with Pac-12 football. It's awesome. Well, Mike, welcome to town. I would say enjoy it Saturday. That's a lock. There are a few locks in life. That's one of them. You travel safe. It's always great catching up, and we look forward to talking soon. And we really appreciate your time, Mike.
Oh, always a pleasure being on with you. Let's do it again soon.
All right. Take care. Mike Yam of the Pac-12 Network.